Cywars, PK Man. Listen, we've been looking into this for many years and been a part of it back in the end of the 60s and the beginning of the 70s. There in that temple, the master who had many times, well, would leave, go somewhere. They said he went to Shangri-La and that he could be gone for hours and hours. And there he could walk with masters and learn from them and come back. It was in that temple that I listened and learned. In that temple, now that I look back, would have had spirits, non-human enhancement all over the place, waiting for passive open receptacles, those that would be willing to receive even the precursors to something deeper and something clearly more, well, darker, or at least revealed as the real thing. Dark. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. We are in the series, Is There a Psi War Afoot? Dealing with astral projection, remote viewing. We're going to deal in this particular session, more so than ever, on non-human enhancement in HEs. And the reason for this is, again, from my side of the fence, the predictions of and the current present of unprecedented spiritual deception, the frog in the kettle approach of the rise of this over the last 40 years, but the Spirit of God predicted that Planos, imposter spirits, like New Age type spirits, spirits that would be coming with information about a counterfeit New Age, not of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Christ, the Prince of Peace, but of something absolutely, well, counterfeit to the real. As a matter of fact, just about everything out there that is counterfeit spirituality, well, there's a counterpart that is real. There's a reason why it is counterfeit. There is a reason why in this agenda, and I pray as God's providence would lead this one series of messages to you, that the Spirit of God would engage your life. There is a reason why it is the love of God. It is about a personal relationship. It is about eternity, because we live in a world that is fallen, that there is brokenness, that our bodies deteriorate and they die. The planet that we're living on, obviously going through massive distress to the point that so many, and in every quarter, they predict catastrophic collapse. Is it going to be the counterfeit, masqueraded promises that once again humanity will embrace only to bring broader and deeper and eternal destruction? Or will we step back and listen to the Creator Himself, to God, as He visited in Christ? In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. Listen, I don't know if you understand the physics of God in the incarnation. And even if you understand how deep, how broad, how wide, how at times incomprehensible it is that God would be in human flesh, do you understand the reasons why He came, what He did, and everything about the cross? So to all the remote viewers and to the psychics, to those who do the astral projection, listen to the undergrounders that we have dealt with for years that have talked about not just remote viewing or visiting, but remote or astral influence, astral remote healing, astral remote attack. The weaponization of psi powers is a clear issue. And for those that we have worked with and dealt with and even done exorcism deliverance issues with, the concept of the weaponization of these abilities to the point of what was called psychic assassination, well, in my experiential engagement, I would say is a real thing. As long as you have NHEs, non-human enhancements, this particular session of the series will deal with that. The non-human enhancement, but subtitled Lethal Deceit. So I pray that you will hear the passion that motivates me for being here. There's only one reason. God so totally loved the human race that he gave monogenesis. You ever read this in John 3:16? God the Son, the cross, death, resurrection, prophesied 1,000 years in advance that resurrection. The exertion of non-human enhancement, non-human power. The exertion of the infinite, uncreated Spirit of God in the raising of Christ from the dead. There is no physical body, no bones, no place to find him. This is why, even as you listen, it is my experiential knowledge, it is biblical reality, that the living Christ would be there where you are. If you're a believer in Christ, speaking and blessing and building and encouraging, giving you, by the Spirit of God within you, perception, discernment, and ability to look at the Word of God, to know the joy of the relationship that you have. If you are, listen, a remote viewer, military person, psychic warrior, maybe even one of the Brotherhooders, the Undergrounders, one of those chosen ones that have the sub-personalities that are definitely infused with non-human enhancement. Not only the programming, but the non-human enhancement that burns the agenda in the will. So let's take a few moments. A few years back, I stood in Roswell, as I've said before. Edgar Mitchell, astronaut, standing there talking about human consciousness and the evolution of human consciousness, and beginning to talk about remote viewing, and said that if anybody said anything like that it's demonic or that it's not of God, you know, he was telling everybody to reject anyone that would say such a thing as that. Now, I was standing there with a handful of Shatter the Darkness newsletters. In the newsletter was a report about a encounter, an exorcism, a deliverance that went on between me and a Psi warrior out of Fort Bragg, a remote viewer, one that had sub-personalities, could speak 5 languages, powers, abilities. I mean, they were incredibly powerful. But when it came to engaging, the energy that they felt, the energy that guided them, as an entity named Argon, well, the story is out there. As a matter of fact, I believe that if you do a web search, you'll find that, or just put in remote viewing, Shadow of the Darkness, and you might find it. It should be connected to the radio program called The Power Hour from out of California. Non-human enhancement is a very important thing because literally we need to understand the human construct. We have body, soul, and spirit. We have capacities. I understand that. I understand that completely. We have, and again, those who are believers listening, you can go to Ephesians chapter 1, where the prayer of Paul is that the eyes of your heart would be enlightened, with the result that you would know Jesus Christ, epigenosis, even experientially to the full. The idea here is that the Spirit of God would brighten, lighten, amplify what it is that is already in you. The eyes of your heart, that's the human capacity that God gave us. That's the construct within, the ability as a human being to will, to choose, to feel, to discern, to perceive, to sense. That's right, to sense. I know what it is to feel that there's somebody looking at you. I know what it is to feel that there's somebody outside. There's a certain level of human capacity. It goes out so far, but it's limited. If it's pure human capacity, well, that's one thing. The human capacity to use your hand and pick up an apple and give it to a hungry child is a good thing. The human capacity to take that same physical hand, that capacity, and pick up a knife and stab an individual and murder an individual, well, that, of course, that is an evil thing. The hand is really, in a sense, neutral. It's what guided and directed it. What I'm going to say concerning human construct is that our ability to perceive, our ability to sense, our ability to know, even with our eyes closed, I can recognize individuals' voices that I've known over the years without seeing their faces. I can be out in the woods, as I've been many thousands of times, and stop and there close my eyes and begin to just wait and listen to this bird and that bird and this one, and all of a sudden can distinguish between five or six different kinds of sounds. Get a feeling that something is close and look around and there is a deer. That's happened many times. Now, human discernment and human perception and human sensing is there. It's not perfect. One of the issues with remote viewers today and those doing the studies concerning psi abilities is that they don't understand the human capacity in the fallen sense. The injection of a code that's in the genetics. It's spelled out in the book of Romans chapter 8. It's called the sin nature. It is a operative nature. Theologian Brackman called it the sin force. It's an operative presence within the entire human construct that is hostile to God, cannot allow the human being to submit to God, know God, nor will or does it want. It's almost personified, and it does come from the rebellion, the fallen cherub. If you do not understand this part, listen, you know that you have failures. You know that you have guilt. You know that you can't do things. You know that you've messed up at times in life. You know that your body physically is dying. There's a reason that death is in the genetics of fallen humankind. There's a reason why we think that it shouldn't be this way. That we tried to elude death. We tried to come up with concepts and think through and engage. Psychologists say that death is thought about a lot by humans, but not discussed. It's one of the things we most fear. Now, there can be all kinds of things that can come in to try to dissuade that fear. Concepts that just kind of osmosis, that we live forever and ever, that we go back into the ground, all kinds of things. But I found that there is one crystal clear issue. The wages of sin is death. Death is here because we opened the door. Listen, if you don't understand this, you may not be able to understand the issue of non-human enhancement in the application of human sensing, human discerning, human perception. When Edgar Mitchell stood there in Roswell in that convention center and said that it was all a human endeavor, that everyone can do this. Now, psychics I've engaged over the years and known and talked with, those who say they see the dead, that they engage the dead, all kinds of individuals that talk about, well, this is a natural thing, this is a normal thing, and again, book after book, DVD after DVD, and YouTube video after YouTube video. I have heard again and again and again, this is a normal human capacity to be able to remote view, that every one of us can do it, that all of us, and that it's been really a massive agenda out there for the last 15 years or more. And now thousands worldwide upon thousands have been drawn into that. No different than when I was drawn in the late 60s and early 70s to a thing called Golden Buddha. Very similar in the concept of passivity, quietness, waiting. Waiting for the data, waiting for the stuff to drop into my unconscious and then come to me. Waiting to sense it, waiting to receive it, waiting to be plugged in or to plug in. Now, there was no question back then that we were told that everybody can do this. Yes, that's right. Let me tell you this. As a believer in Christ on this side of the fence, the fact is everybody has the capacity to be demonized if they open their lives to full-blown demon possession. That's the truth. Everybody, every human being has the capacity to know the living God, to know the living Christ, and to have God, the Holy Spirit, dwelling in on the inside, experiencing the love of God, the knowing of God, the crystal clarity of assurance of eternal, indestructible immortality. But not everybody does. The majority of people are not possessed, and surely billions don't yet know God. And you're in those kind of categories. As a matter of fact, as we've prayed for this session going out, we trust in what we call the providence of God, the work of God the Holy Spirit to get it out in the right places to the right people at the right time. So maybe in some supernatural way, you have received this, and there's a reason for that. Depending on, again, your own experiences, could be a believer just simply wanting to know and to understand, could be someone who's come out of this area or out of the New Age, or it could be that you are a remote viewer, military-oriented, and you have heard me before. I listened to Colonel Shannon. Colonel Shannon that put out the manual, 1st Earth Battalion, a monarch, Fort Bragg, highly trained warrior. Not only just New Age warrior, but knew in very deep depths, dark side, dark powers. They're the ones that told me about Blitzkrieg, the kind of warfare that can be used, the kind of attack that can be used in the area of astral projection and or remote attack, remote influence. The ability with, quote, psi powers to invade another person's mind and to inject thoughts and make them think that it's their own thoughts. To make them choose on the basis of an outside influence that they were not knowledgeable about. They didn't know or would have been willing if they did. This whole concept of psi abilities, the ability to project your thought into another person. Well, let's ask how that could be used. What if somebody out there really had great powers, psi warrior powers like that, and have been injecting those thoughts into your heart and mind? What if there's some entity out there that has been putting in involuntary thoughts and involuntary feelings and even have guided you without you cognitively knowing about it into experiences that led you deeper and deeper into these non-human enhancements that ultimately come from non-human entities? Oh, yes. The energies, the at times undetectable non-human influence, non-human enhancement, the thoughts, the feelings, the communication, the guidance. Please understand, on my side of the fence, at least think through these things. The experience that we have seen over the years is that many individuals, not knowing at first the feeling, the thought, and where it really originated from, gave themselves to it to the point that an entity literally was upon them, in some cases in them. And they did not know what it was. When it went that far, they absolutely knew that it was something there. But they could not detect, discern what it was. Let's ask the question. Is there really a dark presence out there? That seeks to kill, steal, and destroy, as Jesus said, one that is the father of lies, that has hundreds of millions of fallen angels operative in an agenda to keep mankind from God, and not only that, but revealed specifically and clearly through God's intel that there would be an agenda to ramp up that presence in the world to such a degree that political ideology and military development would be at the forefront. of the dark side non-human enhancements agenda because of what it wants to play out here on the field of human history and because of what is to come. Revelation 19, the return of God in Christ, the day of Armageddon. How in the world did the world become absolutely spiritually unified, politically, militarily, and drawn out into a field? Anybody studying Revelation 16 and connecting it with Revelation 19, and I would literally beg you to do so, especially if you are a remote viewer, one of the authors of the books that are out there. Listen, I've tried to read every single one and continue to look for any ones that I've missed, and I do it because of I'm going to tell you, non-human enhancement in my life has guided me to engage, to read, to study, to think on, and I have been woken many times to stand at 2 and 3 in the morning praying for the very names of the, well, nationally known and even worldwide known remote viewers that have written the books, that have been on the talk shows, that have been around. One, by God's providence, an underground, highly powered Psy warrior gave me their phone number. We did connect. We did talk a number of times. And the prayers by name for all of the remote viewers that I know of anyway are there for a number of reasons. One is that the non-human enhancement is a reality. That it's one thing to have actual, just human perception, human and muscles that you can work out and build stronger and stronger and stronger. To a certain level, you can hone your abilities to perceive and to see, you know, to perceive and to discern and to sense, because it's part of the human capacity. It was meant for God. God's supposed to be in there animating with his presence throughout us. But without God's presence and with a code inside that has come from the fall that seeks to, from the inside out, push us away from God, it's the very platform that dark side presence seeks to operate in. Now, again, if you're really a remote viewer that has written books or one that has read the books, and you're at least a student, obviously, if you're listening to this, then I would encourage you to go to what is called the Book of Ephesians in the Bible. In chapter 1, you'll read about the eyes of your heart to be enlightened. Now, don't interpret that in an occult New Age sense. You can't. It's a reference to God the Holy Spirit, reading the context, about human capacity that God the Holy Spirit would enhance so that we could know on a personal level Christ even deeper and broader experientially, to know the God's power and the inheritance. But once you read chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, you read about a presence called the Prince of the Power of the Air, Greek word eros, meaning the immediate dense atmosphere around the earth. There is a spiritual grid mapping of the earth, and out of the dense atmosphere around us, there is really, some have called it the field, a grid, the collective unconscious, the, Akashic Records. The Hall of Records. And here's where we get into deep, deep, lethal danger. Your life, in my estimation, is too valuable for me not to speak to you. Your worth is measured at the foot of the cross where God gave his life for you and shed his blood. May that work at the cross captivate you, because it is the wielding of the greatest spiritual open doors since the fall of the human race. Because of that, the ability to come to know God immediately, personally, eternally, and then see God face to face. to experience forgiveness and love, God's power, God's presence, to have the Spirit of God on the inside of us, lighting up the eyes of the heart, the capacities to perceive, discern, sense, is now in my life, in any believer's life, enhanced by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God enhances and then gives to, I can tell you, experience after experience after experience. The Spirit of God waking me up in the middle of the night to pray for individuals and finding out what occurs the next day. The Spirit of God in the midst of prayer for somebody, giving me the insight to what is wrong in their life and praying for that particular thing. In the midst of intercessory prayer and praying for people, the Spirit of God guiding and leading and directing. Listen, if you are a believer in Christ, you know that God, the Holy Spirit, is there to be a comforter, a guide, a teacher, and to express power for you to be a witness of the living Christ. So I can speak to you on behalf of the Scripture, but also testify on behalf of the experience. Prior to Christ, my experience was in occultism, some dark occultism, the approach of seeking spirits, learning how to get out of my body, learning how to project out, influence, become deeply spiritual. And that's what I attempted. Now, there were engagements, encounters, experiences, communications that in this session I won't go into, we've done in many others, that were all real, but now on this side of the fence, I realize how absolutely lethal spiritually, eternally, they were. That's what this session is about. It is about dealing with non-human enhancement. What that really is, whether you have an experience, a synchronicity of events, a communication, a sense of almost, I mean, involuntary feeling and thought coming to you that you realize it's not just you, it's something outside of you coming in. Especially if you're involved in the concepts of passive meditation. And if you've learned to do remote viewing or even astral out, by the way, so many of those who are what have been known to have come out of satanic ritual abuse, chosen ones, with inside sub-personalities. I mean, G.H. Esterbrooks talked about this and the weaponization of this process in 1947 as he was hired by military in the development of a sixth hidden column of soldiers. Now, he wrote about it. We've quoted it and gone into it pretty extensively in the book, The Black Awakening, Rise of the Satanic Super Soldiers. One of the reasons that I am coming to speak to you today is I believe the providence of God, as far as he has moved me to do so, and that he will connect this with many of you. Because Christ is alive from the dead and a Savior and who loves us and is there. Because God the Holy Spirit has been sent out into all the world to draw and summon the totality of humanity back home to God. To unveil Christ, the real Christ. Non-human enhancement from the dark side will come masqueraded. And clearly, like in the case of Courtney Brown, reveal a de-deified, non-saving, clearly finite, false Christ. As a matter of fact, every spirit guide, ascended master, the Great White Brotherhood, every spirit in the New Age that have guided channelers, those who have written, guided spiritually, those who have received experiences, if it came from non-human enhancement from that side of the fence, the guarantee is they cannot nor will they reveal who Christ really is. They are eternally fixed willfully in their nature to oppose God. They are masters, originators, and masters of deceit, seduction, and the ability to masquerade and engage you, especially clearly if you are not born of the Spirit of God, if the Spirit of God is not inside of you, if your human spirit is dead to God and you are, well, encoded with a nature that blinds you, then the question is, can you detect, discern, perceive dark side non-human enhancement? They can give abilities. I'm going to go over some of the things concerning what I know experientially that are clearly biblically revealed concerning non-human enhancement and the dark side. The things they're willing and able to do, and again, in an increasing measure, and it will increase. They are leading the research. They are leading and drawing humankind out into a field that they've already prepared. There's grave warning in the Old and the New Testament about engagement with the dead, engagement with these entities, engagement with summoning. It can all, you know, begin with a fancy, with an energy, with an enticement, with something that seems emotionally, even emotionally pleasing, intellectually pleasing, something that seeks to say into us, there is a higher level, there is an evolution of your consciousness, a evolution of your experience, there is something you can, you can become more than you are. Human potential. By physically working out, physically sensing, learning, that's one thing. But when it comes to non-human enhancements that flow from these entities, I guarantee you in the end, it is not what you really want. It torques me that I know their presence pretty well, what they're like, what they do, and that they are deceiving millions. Spiritually, it burns my britches that this goes on and on and on and on, because it brings graver danger, deeper layering spiritually to the goal of blinding your perceptions, discernments, and sensing. Now, I want to take you quickly to a verse, 2 Corinthians 4:4, where it talks about non-human enhancement. A non-human entity is involved in the direct non-human enhancement. Now, the enhancement here is not an enhancement in the sense of a good thing. It is enhancement in the sense of a detrimental. Like if you were trying to cross the street and somebody blinded your eyes, or if you're driving at 65 miles an hour down a very busy expressway and somebody sitting behind you reaches up and puts their hands over your eyes and won't let go. You think about the experience. I can remember back in the days when we were involved with all of the kind of spirituality that the New Age and other movements presented, plus being partiers, that's the very thing, in a 67 396 Chevelle driving down the road, crazy back in those days, my buddy reaches forward, puts his hands over my eyes, and at first wouldn't let go. I mean, it got to the point, at first you get the tingling of, this is funny, cut it out. Secondly, you get your hands off me, you fool. Because at any moment, I'm going to slam into another car. I have no idea where I'm going. I can't see if I've drifted off the road. I can't turn the corner. I can't slow down. I don't know when to put the brakes on. All I knew to do during that time was to immediately put the brakes on, still not knowing whether I would slam into anybody. 2 Corinthians 4:4, here is the warning to remote viewers. Here is the warning to psi warriors and psychics and many others. The god of this age, small g, age, aeon, meaning the time period, referring to a finite entity during a limited amount of time, but being powerfully operative. The god of this aeon, this time period, has and continues to blind the mind. You want to talk about mind control? You want to talk about non-human enhancement in the demonic sense? I mean, this is non-human, well, cloaking. Over your ability to perceive, over your ability to sense, over your ability to understand, over your ability to grasp, over your cognitive abilities. I mean, we were created to know God experientially, personally, eternally. We are made for that. We're absolutely made for that. But the fall of the human race, the presence of God left, an entrance of a sin nature, and the death code. Well, you can do all that you want to. You could be a physicist looking at genetics and finding out that there is no, there's nothing you can do about the gene not continuing to replicate and to heal and to regenerate the physical body. There's something there that eventually brings a degrading, a decaying, a dying. And it seems like no one can stop it. Though there's attempts. I mean, death is really, you think in terms of death, what is death? I mean, you die and the physical body that you actually live in right now, of course, goes hard, then goes liquid, then goes into rotting. There you are. And we look at the human body as a valuable thing, and so we bury it with a picture, and we have a funeral service, and we do all those things. Now, clearly, you're not in the physical body. Here's what the Word of God teaches in the book of Ecclesiastes. Check it out for yourself. That when a man dies, your spirit leaves and goes back to God where there is a decision that is made. If you've rejected God, you didn't want God, you don't want God here and now, there's no question. You will not have God then. So the value of what we're trying to say and what we're trying to do right now is absolutely crucial for you, for your life. God, who dwells within me, whom I've walked with now for 35 years, is the one I love, the one that I have joy, the one that I count on, the one that I've interacted with, the one that I've had hundreds and hundreds of experiences with in the last 35 years. This joy of the living Christ, this natural but yet utterly supernatural relationship is me. The sinner, now saved, now knowing God, and know without question what happens when I die. Absent from the body, present with the Lord, like the thief on the cross that did recognize Christ, that did turn to Christ. Today, you will be with me in paradise. Only the living Christ could say that. Only the living Christ could say, I am the resurrection and the life. If anyone believe in me, though he die, yet shall he live. Lazarus come forth. I mean, he raised Lazarus from the dead. Now, there's non-human enhancement. There's God on the one side. But there's this god of this eon, small g, finite being. Well, in rebellion to God, listen, remote viewers and psychics and others, do you believe there's a devil? Do you believe there's a dark side? I mean, Ed Dames claims to have remote viewed Satan. Though I believe it's the other way around. Though I believe it is not the worm on the bait being plunged into the water before the fish that is the smart one. Though the fish comes to devour it. Of course, the hook and all the rest. And so on the dark side, the operating entities giving energies, experiences, influences, Oh, well, let's talk about some of those. Non-human experiences, enhancements, energies, events that come from the dark side. Here's some of them that I know. I'm going to give about seven of them. Number one, the dark side is absolutely real. That's why these things can occur. Millions have experienced sleep paralysis, entities coming into the room, sitting on the bed, holding them down, scratching, speaking, hearing voices. The reality of the dark side, as I've said, even Ed Dames has talked about remote viewing the devil, believes in that there's a dark side out there. The reality of the dark side being able to blind the mind, that's a word that refers to the ability to perceive, to know, blinding, taking away the capacity to see clearly. Now, if you read 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 4:4, dear friend, you will read that it's in reference to blinding you, the non-human enhancement, operative from the dark side, even when masqueraded as light or an experience, just a supernatural experience, data coming down from the Akashic Records, an event, a dream. If it's coming from that side, the MO is that the blinding power or ability, taking away your ability to see what? If you read the verse, to blind you from seeing, recognizing, understanding who Jesus Christ is, the glory of Christ, who is the, listen, icon is the Greek word, the exact visible representation of the invisible. If you don't know that living Christ that died on that cross and rose from the dead, then I'm telling you, you are without the Spirit of God on the inside. And that right now at this moment in time, despite even the imperfections of this message, the Spirit of God summons you, because God, more than anyone, wills, seeks, desires for you to know Him, for you to receive, well, the fix, the saving fix. Please understand that as a blinded, dying human being, there's a need for a fix to the issue of sin, guilt, death, hell, and eternal separation from God. Guaranteed you're not going to get it from the Akashic Records. Guaranteed you're not going to get it even from the human capacity to sense, feel, discern, perceive, understand. And even if you've gotten hold of non-human enhancements, extra-dimensional entities claiming to be aliens, claiming to be ascended masters, claiming to be, well, again, they're going to all continue to cover your eyes and keep you from perceiving. The good news is the Spirit of God is here to help you perceive, to know. The Spirit of God is here to influence. The Word of God is here to influence you so that you can know. This is why back in the late 60s, early 70s, when I was involved and entrenched and deep into all of these non-human enhancements that did not come from God but came from the other side, let me tell you something. Anybody coming to me with stuff from God, Christ, Bible, I rejected. And rejected vehemently. And you may be one of those kind of people. Do you know why? Will you even pick up a Bible and read Romans chapter 8 and try to understand it? Oh, I tried to pick up the Bible a number of times and try to understand it. But what was in the Bible and the presence in those words was seeking to get me to know what my real and true condition was. Lost, separated from God, in both personal and eternal danger. I'm sick of the dark side because I've dealt with so many, please understand, hundreds and hundreds of exorcisms. engagements, concepts of spiritual warfare that you may not have experienced yet, concepts of spiritual warfare that I may perceive that you are in, and that the dark side, let me put it in a very simple way. If I knew in my neighborhood of a sexual predator who was out lurking around grade schools or following a little girl home and about to nab her, I could guarantee you I would run my car into this individual. I would do whatever it took to stop a sexual predator from taking a little five-year-old girl and doing what they do. Whatever it takes. You see, when I look at the non-human intelligences, the non-human entities, the demonic realm, I see them as predators just like that, only 1,000 times worse. Predators that have the ability. I know that many individuals think that they are wise, they can perceive, they can know. But as I read the experiences of numerous remote viewers, I am from this side of the fence reading how the dark side is completely covering their eyes and giving them experiences that the predators are engaging and influencing and offering what seems to be enhancing layers, candies, with one ultimate agenda: to steal you from God and drag your soul to hell. If you ever find the article that was written about years ago, the individual that I engaged, who gave me the phone number of one of the book authors, remote viewers, that is known worldwide. The individual that I've engaged for 7 years and pray for to this very day. Think about constantly. Could be that individual, a highly powered warrior spiritually, deeply entrenched in the dark side, enormous abilities and capacities, including the ability to remote view, been with a number of the original people, been a practitioner and knows the power of the dark side, has capacities to inject, well, whether it's thought or warfare, into the minds of those that they're engaged with, to the point of making them sick, giving them headaches, causing fatigue, if not putting thoughts. This person was powerful. But as we engage the remote viewing issue, as they began to say that they were drawn into it, they were curious, they read, they were invited, they began to practice, they felt a presence, the data, the sense came in, they got out, they went to the ether again and again and again, they learned to do this with others and triangulate, they found the barrier, they understood threshold walkers, they gave me pictures, they gave me the non-technical side, the technical side, they showed the deeper, broader enhancements, the ability for psychic assassination, on and on and on and on. As we engage the energy that led them to deep, deep experiences, we commanded in the name and authority of Jesus Christ. And the energy responded and acknowledged that it was an entity named Argon. The entire engagement ended when I commanded by the authority of Christ for Argon to tell the individual what is the ultimate goal of this demonic entity that made itself look like, to this person, a translucent New Age spirit. What was the ultimate agenda? The command in Christ, Argon, speak it. And the entity spoke out to take, and I mean they used the vulgar words, all the stuff, blasphemy against Christ, feared Christ, of course. Take this person to blankety-blank hell. The dark side enhancement, the predators beyond any sexual predators, they are on the prowl. They, number one, are absolutely real. Number two, they are totally and completely lethal. Jesus said he's the father of lies. He's a murderer. They are the originators and experts of the lie, of deceit, of seduction, of sabotage, of planning and plotting. They, as Jesus said, come to kill, steal, and destroy. They could be very operative in keeping you from hearing all of this. Number three, it is clear the Spirit of God has said that they are seeking. You take a read of 1 Timothy 4:1, that many, many of these planos, demonic entities, but they're called imposters, seducers. They will be ramped up in the end of days as new age spirits and those that would guide the world to this new world order, a globalism, but offer to seduced, layered spiritually individuals, a counterfeit new age day of Aquarius that never will and cannot come about. Even the finite, listen, my friend, the finite fallen cherub cannot produce on that level. Even he is limited. Locality and powers. Demons and the Satan himself, though extremely and massively powerful, being around for millennia, involved with fallen humanity, definitely beyond in power and in knowledge and in ability, mere human beings. If we were left by ourselves in this fallen condition, we would be surely consumed by the deception. We would be just simply raw meat thrown out for wild animals to devour. If you don't understand the deceit, the lethal nature of the dark side, it may be that they have gripped you and only shown you the mask, the ability to morph and be like an angel of light. One of the MOs of that, though, one of the ways to test that is ask the entities, ask the presence that you engage, who the real Jesus Christ is, and do they bow to the real living Christ, Jesus Christ? You'll find out very quickly. Number three, they are seeking and looking. They are pursuing. They are knocking. They are offering abilities. They are giving experiences. They are invading in dreams and rooms and places. They are seeking people that will open bigger and broader doors. Number five, there are targets in the spirit of God's revelation of the progressive development in the end of days and in the impacting events that will usher in the final few years involving chaos and catastrophic things and the Antichrist and so forth. There are targets. The targets particularly are political rulers of the world that develop the ideology and moving them to globalism, to a masqueraded globalism, but also to military men and women, to those who would seek massive enhancement for soldiers and weaponry enhancements that could almost seem to be supra-normal, supernatural, non-human intelligences. Has it happened at Fort Bragg and other places? Has it been involved with the Nazis prior? What about with Dan Sherman and the NSA? What about with the CIA and Monarch and MKUltra? And what about with the University of Phoenix and Dr. Swartz and talking to the dead and engaging powers? Listen, as we mention number five, number one, they are real. Number two, they're lethal. Number three, they are seeking. Number four, the targets, political and military primarily, for the future. Number five, masqueraded. They come to project involuntary thoughts, involuntary feelings, energies, sensation, data. They can flow from places. They can make themselves look like angels, aliens, entities, grandparents who have died. Their ability to morph is massive. And a mere human being, fallen without the Spirit of God, with all of your perception, cannot detect. And if you think for a moment that you have the ability as a psychic, a remote viewer, then you rely on a supra-normal enhancement in your life to be able to detect this radical evil, then they've got you coming and they've got you going. They've got you at both ends. They can play the masquerade against the reality of their darkness as long as they keep you in that one circle, lost, without knowing God, and being further, listen, drawn away further and further and further as you are layered and blanketed by deeper and broader seductive power. Now, if you think in terms of psi powers, let me say this, that the non-human enhancement, number six, that the dark side not only is real, lethal, seeking, having main targets and masquerading, but in the context of psi non-human enhancement, I'm going to tell you now, again, from my side of the fence, these are the precursors. The precursors that open the door for deeper, broader layering through experiences, energies, felt or received data that take individuals deeper and deeper and deeper into what seems to be an evolutionary process to knowing, to elitism, to homo lumos. And every ounce of that didache is coming from the most lethal source humankind will have ever known. Number seven, in the MO, the mode of operation of the dark side, synchronicity is a part of arranging things and guiding, just as I am guided by the Spirit of God to individuals, where God sets things up, where God moves things, where we've been able to lead thousands of people to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, involved with praying for healing and dealing with satanic, demonized individuals, where demon spirits that were not known as demons at first, but as spirits and guides and powers, family, inheritances, spiritually speaking, were kicked out. Oh, exposed, yes. But again, the mode of the dark side is to bring transference from one to another, to literally bring an invasion in lives, or the familiar spirit in the family line, or to lead somebody to an open door, or to guide somebody to some meeting where the doors spiritually are opened and the presence comes in. To guide me years ago into this realm, the concept of passivity. Shut down your perception, shut down your discernment, shut down any critical thinking, and just open up to the things that will begin to plop in and come in, and sitting in that temple waiting for masters to come. Your life can either be constantly guided and led this way, and here's something that is probably clear. Of all the remote viewers that I've read thousands of pages, listened to some, talked with a few second generation remote viewers, but the books and books and books, I have not read one yet that experientially talk about their joy of knowing the living Christ, of knowing God, of knowing the power, the presence of God. Why is it that the non-human enhancement flowing from the Akashic records, plopping data into the minds of passive sitting human beings claiming they are remote viewing, when all the while they're being plugged into. Though you may feel you are plugging into something so that you can know and go and see. But let me tell you from this side of the fence, they are plugging into you. And they're giving you controlled information. Oh, they will give you things that will enhance and help. Experiences, counterfeit healings, counterfeit everything. Let me tell you now, there's not only a way to test this, and I would urge you to study the book of 1 John again and again and again, but the same place human capacity to know, to experience, to feel, to sense, to perceive, God can feel that place. And let me ask you why you wouldn't allow God to come in. The message of Christ and the cross is the fact that now God can come into your life. Your human spirit can be made alive by the Spirit of God. Christ desires to come in and even now is knocking at the door of your heart, your life, wanting to bring the power, the presence of God in. But yes, you must let go of non-human enhancement that is not from God. There's going to be an exchange. Just as I did in the early 70s, willing to release all the other things in order to obtain and surrender to and to let Christ come into my life with the Spirit of God, with the gift of eternal life, and knowing God and the capacities of His power, His life, His promises, and how He opens us up from the inside out. Not only knowing God, which is the central, most important thing. Do you know God? Do you know the living Christ? Do you know the power of God that brings, yes, non-human, awesome, eternal enhancement? God so loved you. Jesus Christ shed His blood at the cross, rose from the dead, blasting apart the finality of death. The dark side, even masqueraded as light, they are exposed by the manifest presence of the living Christ in every case. You can draw a circle and put the name Christ inside and draw another circle and not put it there. Which circle are you in? What presence is in and upon you? Listen, this is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. My prayers that the Spirit of God supernaturally invade your life to show you the love of God, the love of Christ, but also to reveal what is dark, what is a lie, what will seek to steal your soul forever. God pursues you. God loves you. I pray that you come even right now to the living Christ. Let Him come into your life. Pray. Receive Him.